You're listening to Spot On with Yemma Baby, only on World Famous Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back, folks. Yemma Baby right here, only at radio.dominican.edu. It's been a great week. Greta Beck, I'm back in the studio. You missed me on Friday. I miss you too. But before we kick the show, news update, news on top of the hour. There's this boy, 5 years old, who has died after a TV set weighing 165 pounds fell on him as he was trying to change the TV channels. Nike has finally dumped Lance Armstrong from the sponsorship because of the doping allegations that have been leveled against him over the last 5 years. There's been horror as five people have been found dead in an arson homicide at Denver Bar. And in Penn State, a cheerleader is fighting for her life after falling five floors from off-campus apartment window. Those are news on top of the hour, news break. And, for more information on that, you can check out CNN.com or dailynews.co.uk for further news. Before we kick the show, I'll be back in a second.
You're listening to Spot On with Yemma Baby, only on World Famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Tonight I'ma
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby in the building. If you're tuning in right now, only at radio.dominican.edu. This is Penguin Radio. So I have quite a lot to talk about today. And before I start, I'm going to start off on a sad note. There's this girl, Amanda Todd from Britain. And she died last weekend. This past weekend, actually. And what happened was there was some cyber bully that was bullying her, and the cyber bully bullied her into committing suicide. Now, it's not a fun story to talk about, but at the same time, I think it's good that I talk about it so that everybody else who's out there who hasn't heard this story, so that they can get a glimpse of what's going on. Now, a lot of people find pleasure in joining social networking sites like Facebook, like MySpace, like Tumblr, like Instagram, like all these other, all these social networking sites. And it's a good thing. It's a nice way for people to stay connected, me stay connected with my family, my friends, the people that I went to school with, and everybody else out there. It's a good thing. But we need to understand that there are people who are crazy out there. The people were so crazy out there, This one time you just get a random friend request and you say yes to the friendship that you've been requested, and you end up regretting that move big time. So when this girl was like, 12, 13 years old, she got a friendship request on Facebook and she said yes to this guy, and they started talking, and one thing led to another, and until the girl finally came to a point where the guy asked the girl to flash her chest for him. And the girl obliged because they've been in contact ever since they started the friendship. So she did, right? And after a month, the guy started, making weird requests. Like, he was like, okay, so you flashed me this one time and I took pictures of y'all. And if you don't do what I say right now, I'm going to show the pictures to the world. So that's how the guy has been blackmailing this young girl into doing everything that he wants. So the girl, of course, gave in to the demands, like making, not making love, but having sex with this guy who was older than her. And, after a while, kind of the guy got tired of it. And she changed states. She moved out of that state. She went to another state. This is in Canada, not London, in Canada. And after a while, of course, the guy just went crazy and he posted the pictures of this girl. Now the girl committed suicide because all of her friends rejected her and she didn't have any friends, and people are calling her names, that she was a dirty little girl. And she didn't feel good about it because every state that she went, it was the same. It was the same. Everybody was judging her. Everybody was just talking ugly. And she committed suicide this past weekend. Now, what's the moral of the story? Why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because we often, more often than not, we tend to post pictures of ourselves on social networking sites, of course, with good intentions. We want our friends to see what we are going through, our daily life, our friends we're meeting, what are we doing, everything. Like, we're just having fun. But we need to be very careful about it. We need to be very careful about it, especially when you're posting some photos which are not kind of clean, Because I remember a while back we talked about what employers want, and it's funny, but employers actually go to these social networking sites and they pay these people in top management to investigate, they investigate the profiles and the personalities and just everything that you're about on these sites. So if you post these kind of pictures on Facebook or any other site, that means that you're jeopardizing your chances of getting employed, especially if the pictures are dirty. And you're encouraging lunatics and people who are crazy out there to start stalking you and to start sending you some requests that are not good. But with that said, I don't oppose nobody posting anything on Facebook. Just be careful about it. You know what I'm saying? Just be careful about it. You do not want to end up like, and you know, this unfortunate story that I'm talking about. Rest in peace, Amanda Todd. But anyways, so, you know, in the same story, in that same twist, this is like 36 people have been arrested. They were arrested in some state in the United States. I'm not going to mention the state. But they've been having sex with a guy who's 14 years old. Now, this guy has a mother, and the mother acts like the pimp to this girl. So she's been soliciting sex for her 14-year-old daughter. And we have lawyers, we have doctors, we have rappers, we have everybody in our society that has had sex with this girl. So it's crazy, but when the police got wind of the situation or what was going on, they staged an arrest. And so whenever any guy, like they chose a specific date, so people were flocking, people were coming like the way they used to, and it was all good. But when they knocked on the door, there was a surprise for them. The police were actually there waiting for them. So that is six people ranging from the age of 19 to 66 were arrested on this fateful day. Now, it's a sad story. It's a sad story. The mother has been pimping the daughter on Facebook. On Facebook. So all these guys have been virtually making requests and arranging dates with the 14-year-old through the mother. And it's been going on for a while. And it's sad. It's sad. I don't know what I can do. You know, like I don't know what I can say about it. But it's just so sad. It's sad that, you know, people who, like a 66-year-old doctor, would solicit sex from a girl who's 14 years old. It doesn't even, it's way, it's sick. It's sickening. It's sickening for me just to talk about it. I'm trying to imagine like my dad having sex to a young girl who's 14 years old. It's not something pretty to talk about. But, you know, it is what it is, right? Like, people are crazy out there, and apparently they don't care about nobody. Anyways, if you're joined in, if you're tuning in right now, you're listening to Spot On a radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, right here. And we're just talking about issues that is affecting us in a society. If you got, you know, your two cents that you want to throw in, just, you know, let me know. You can holler. You can hit me up on my Facebook, and you can also, like, you know, text me in the studio number for the studio, 415-482-3587. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, like I said, I have a lot to talk to you about. All right.
I say bring it on. If you wanna know how I feel, live it till it's gone. I'm just saying that words don't kill, only makes you strong. If you don't recognize what is real, then forever. Keep on doing the same old thing, and you expecting change. Well, is that really insanity, or just a loser's game? I only trust in the things I feel. Some may say that's strange. You better recognize what is real.
Yeah, welcome back. If you're tuning in right now, this is radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby in the studio, and you tune in to Spot On. So it seems like today or right now, we're just going to be talking about social networking websites and everything that people do that are crazy, because like we know, there are crazy people out there. People making, having sex with people who are young, people making people commit suicide. And, it's, you know, it's just interesting. Anyways, there's this interesting mothers around the world. Now, I love mothers. I love my mom. My mom is one of the special people who are irreplaceable in my life. People that I love so much, like I love my mom. And that said, I love mothers out there because they've done an outstanding job to make this community be what it is. Now, women, without women, the society cannot be what it is today, because women are the backbone of our society. I acknowledge that. But also acknowledge the fact that there's some mothers out there who are crazy. You know, like there's this woman who was found breastfeeding her young toddler at the back of her car, and she had crack cocaine with marijuana, with heroin at the same time. So she's breastfeeding the baby, but at the same time, she's doing dope, she's doing crack, and she's doing heroin. Now, she's high up on drugs, and she don't care about the people who are passing by. She don't care about nobody. Until all these folks that were, you know, gathered around to watch what she was doing at the back of her car, she was kind of like unconscious. And they called the cops. So when the cops came, of course, they arrested the mother and they took the baby. Now, why am I talking about this? How would you feel if your mother was breastfeeding your sibling and she was high on drugs? And I'm not talking about any drug. I'm talking about hardcore drug like crack, heroin, marijuana. I'm talking about that. It's so sad that, you know, a mother who is sane, who is responsible, who loves her kids, that she would do that, you know? So right now, we don't know about the fate of the kid. Maybe she might end up in some foster family because she messed up. She messed up, you know? It's crazy. Like last week, there's this mother who was jailed for 90 years. She was jailed for 90 years because she was so cruel to the kid. She was purely barbaric to the kid. You know, she had like a 16 month year old baby. And what she did was, one time she got so crazy that she glued the baby's hand on the wall. She gagged the baby so that she couldn't scream. And she beat the baby. She beat the baby until she suffocated and she went into a coma. She not only did she beat the baby, but she kicked the baby around. She hit the baby in the head. And she actually confessed this in the court of law when she was arraigned in court. So because she self-confessed of everything evil that she did to the baby, she was jailed for 90 years. Now, this is a mother who is crazy. Like, I cannot find the right word to describe these kind of actions, you know? So it's crazy when women do these kind of things, you know? Now, I'm not blaming all women, because I know some women are responsible and some women are loving and some women, like my mom, you know? So it's a good thing we got moral, responsible, upright women who take care of their family in the community, and they get the job done. I applaud them. But at the same time, I am saying that women who cannot take care of the kids got no business giving birth in the first place. There's this page on Facebook that some women have come together and they've opened the page, and the page basically it's about women who sell their breast milk to people who want them. Now, they sell for one glass of breast milk, they're selling it for $2. Now, how crazy is that? How crazy? Like, can you just try to imagine a woman selling her breast milk for $2 for one glass of breast milk? Now, I know we're going through a recession. I know times are hard. Times are hard for everybody. You know, people are killing one another, robbery and whatnot. But how can you sell your breast milk for $2 a glass? What is going on? Like, this is why some people who are so religious, this is why they're saying these are the end of times. You know, they're saying when stuff like this happens, then that means that Jesus Christ is coming soon. You know, just think about it. Think about it. Is it wise for you as a woman to be selling your breast milk on social networking site like Facebook? And is it morally correct, or should I say, is it morally accepted for some people to be buying this breast milk from these women? Because when they are buying, that means they're encouraging more women to keep on producing this breast milk and selling it on Facebook. Now think about it, because I do not understand why somebody would go through such a thing. Somebody would do that. I'm literally trying to understand, and I can't get myself to understand. I don't think it's right, you know? I don't think it's right. Now, I know they got their reasons. I know the number one reason, basically, is that they're going to say that they need some financial support. That's why they're selling it, because they need money. Now, people do crazy things for money. I understand that. People do crazy things for money. But at the same time, they got to try harder to find something to do. They got to try harder to find a job or to find something that's going to keep them from getting their daily bread. Now, selling their breast milk is not the right way to go. That is just my opinion, folks out there. I know if y'all got your opinion, you can hit me up on my Facebook fan page @Facebook/SpotOn12, or you can also text me in the studio 415-482-3587. Crazy people out there. But speaking of crazy, there are people who are actually so nice, you know? Like when you go to the street sometimes, you meet these folks and then you start criticizing because the folks look so dirty or they look like street bums. You end up judging them and, you know, and calling them names and that, you know, you can't even say hi to these folks because you think they're so crazy and they look dirty and whatnot. But there are folks who are really, really, really good out there. Folks who really, like, you know, take care of stuff, like, you know, when stuff comes up. So there's this particular street bum in this street. And his name is Keaton Morris. And what he did was, there's a woman in Oklahoma truck shop who, not collapsed, but she started experiencing labor pains. And she had to go. She had to go. And there was no time to rush her to the hospital because her water broke. Now, there was not a lot of people around. And you know, all the same people that, you know, say that they're busy and whatnot, they would just literally walk by and not give out a helping hand. But the street bum actually delivered the baby for this woman. Yeah, he did. He delivered the baby the way it's supposed to do. That's just the way a delivery woman or a nurse or a doctor, just the way they would do it. A midwife, not a delivery woman. Sorry about that. So she did that. He did that, rather. And the baby, bouncing baby boy, and the woman was so appreciative to this man. And after the man delivered the baby, he just walked away. And the woman described the experience as like a Jesus moment. She said that the guy looked like Jesus. He had long hair and he had like he came out like, you know, this light like a halo or something. But I think that was she was in shock because her water broke and she was not expecting it. So it's probably that she saw her own things, you know. But it's good. I'm glad that we got street bums out there. But at the same time, they be doing things that are right. You know, we have sent people all around the community who ain't doing things that are right. You know, who are raping people, who are murdering people, who are just so, so crazy. So I'm glad. At least there's some hope that I'm seeing right now. There's some hope when people do stuff like that. And also in the same storyline, there's a woman who delivered when she was in a train in New York City. Now, all the folks, like I said, people were just around looking at her, and the people who could help gave out a helping hand, but they could not cut the umbilical cord. So she delivered, and then she left the train station, and she went straight to the hospital. Now, it's good. It's good that, well, I'm talking about people who are crazy, but at the same time, we're seeing hope. We're seeing people who actually care about life out there. They care about making things right, and that's what's up, folks. That's what's up. So if you ain't one of these folks, I'm encouraging right now, today, change your ways. If you're tuned in right now, yeah, my baby right here, and you're listening to Spot on your radio.dominican.edu. Do not go anywhere. I'll be right back.
New Snoop shit, come on baby boo, you got to get into it. Gone forward to play with the cool wit. Yeah, yeah, you know I'm always on that cool shit. Walk to it, do it how you do it. Have a glass, let me put you in the mood. It. Little cutie, looking like a student. Long hair with your big fat booty. Back in the days, you was the girl I went to school with. Had to tell your mom and sister to cool it. The girl wanna do it, I just might do it. Get her off with some pimp fluid. Mommy, don't worry, I won't abuse it. Hurry up and finish so you can watch Clueless. I laugh at these niggas when they ask who do this. But everybody know who girl that you is.
Beautiful.
See my baby boo shit, I get foolish. Smack a nigga that tries to pursue it. Homeboy, she taking, just move it. I asked you nicely, don't make the dog lose it. We just blow throw and keep the flow moving. In a 6'4", me and baby boo cruising. Body wagging, teary up blueing. Had him hydraulic squeaking when we screwing. Now she's yelling, hollering out, snooping. Hooting, hollering, hollering, hooting. Black and beautiful, you the one I'm choosing. Hair long and black and curly like a Cuban. Keep grooving, that's what we doing, and we gon' be together until your mom's moving. Snoop Dogg clothing, that's what I'm groomed in. You got my pictures on the wall in your room, and girls be complaining, you keep me booming. But girls like that wanna listen to Pat Boone. You's a college girl, but that'll stop you from doing. Come and see the dog in the hood near you when you don't ask why I roll with a crew when twist up my fingers and wear dark blue when on the east side, that's the crew I choose. Nothing I do is new to you. I smack up the world if they rude to you. Cause baby girl, you're so beautiful.
Something about you. Relationships can be too much homework for two people. Boys and girls, what Spot On is all about. Join Yemma Baby and get the A-plus in your relationship circles, only on Penguin Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Penguin Radio, Radio Dominican.edu. Yemma Baby right here, and this is Spot On. Crazy things we're talking about. And I'm not, today I do not want to offend anybody. But at the same time, I'm just trying to be real. That's what the show is all about. The show is about being real, about issues that are happening out there, and tackling these issues and finding out how we can come up with answers and solutions to these problems that we're facing in our day-to-day life. Now, speaking about problems that we're facing in our day-to-day life, we know that everybody is struggling to make ends meet. Everybody's trying to get that paper. That's what going to school is all about. It's about becoming smart, book-wise smart, knowledge-wise, but at the same time, street-wise, getting that moolah. That's what life is all about. Now, there is a study that was done in France. The study was done like 2 weeks ago, and the results of the study, they were compiled like yesterday. And 44% of women admitted that their relationship with a man can be heavily affected by the status, the financial status of the man. 45%, folks, compared to men who say that their relationship with women cannot be affected by his financial status. So 45% of women admitted that their relationship with their spouse, their boyfriend, can be affected if the guy does not get money. Now, what does that say about these women? That means, in a nutshell, I'm just gonna give it to you the way I think it means. And it means that women are in it for the cash. They don't want no love. They don't want no kids. They don't want nice words, no romance. They don't want that. They just want money. So 45% is a big number. And I think it's representative of almost every other race on that, because it was just not, no white. It was, I think the study was a mixture of black, white, Latino, brown, Indians, everybody, you know. So for them, for all these women to acknowledge that their relationship status can be affected by how deep a man's pocket is, then that means that love has been long forgotten. And that is why everybody else is breaking up. And that is why we have a high number of divorce rate. Because as soon as your pockets start becoming narrow, then it's an end to your relationship. It's so sad me saying about this, because I know there are ladies out there who are nice, but at the same time, I gotta acknowledge the fact that a lot of people out there are facing hard times, and a lot of people out there are being divorced. Now, case in point, one of my favorite actors, Russell Crowe, he just divorced 2 days ago. Now, he's been together with a wife for more than 10 years, but they just divorced, you know, a few weeks ago. And all these celebrities are divorcing. Now, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know what led to that divorce. But I'd like to think that, you know, people who are, you know, a lot of people who are motivated by financial factors, then they tend to care more about material than love, you know. Now, I myself, like in the studio, I would like to think of myself as a very romantic guy. I know I'm very romantic. Not only am I thinking, but I know for a fact that I'm very romantic. Now, if I'm trying to give my romance and all my love and all my heart to some girl out there, and then just, you know, they're just trying to dig my pocket and try to establish how deep it is, how is that? That is so heartbreaking. Me as a man, I'm not happy about this study, and I'm not happy about the way the ladies responded to this study. 45% is a big number, and I'm just saying, ladies, I'm just saying, life is not about cash. Life is all about what a man can give y'all. Life is all about what I, as a real man, what can I give y'all? What can I bring to the table? You know, I can bring a lot. I can bring a lot of happiness. I can bring a lot to the table, you know. So instead of y'all focusing on financial materials, instead of you focusing all your attention on these material resources, you should change your ways, women folks. Change your ways, because this is so sad, and this is not the future of humanity. This might make the future of humanity to be actually so sad in the coming futures. Okay, now it doesn't matter whether we live in a big house, it doesn't matter whether we live in a container box, it doesn't matter if we eat meat, organic chicken, eggs every day, or whether I can afford a nice expensive salad, vegetables, it doesn't matter. What matters is, so long as I got you, then everything is all right. And y'all need to love me the way I is. That's just my opinion. Like I said, y'all got your opinion out there. If you want to share what you think or what you want to share, hit me up on my Facebook fan page, facebook.com/spotone12. Or you can also text me, 415-482-3587. Let me know what you think. Okay, so that's just a love tip for men. Y'all need to be aware, if you're dating, just know, why is that woman dating you? You need to be aware before you make some huge, huge mistake and you get into some deep hole that doesn't have a ladder to climb back on top. Be very careful. And this study was actually given to the male folk as some love advice. That's what the title of the article that I came across. Love advice for the male folks. If you think that your woman loves you because you're romantic, then think again. Now, that is sad. Okay? Now, still in France, a study was done to find out how many people actually wash their hands after coming out of the toilet. Now, the study actually found that not a lot of the male folks in France wash their hands when they leave the bathroom. Now, this is also sad, because it found out actually that 13% of the people in France do not wash their hands after using the toilet. So why am I saying this? I'm saying this because these folks shake your hands on a daily basis. You come across somebody, they be wanting to shake your hand. They be wanting to touch you. They be wanting to, you know what I'm saying, to do all sorts of things that we know that they do with their hands. Now, if they don't wash their hands, that means they put you at risk of contracting some diseases. Now, that means that I'm going to be having to walk around with my hand sanitizer everywhere I go. Walk around with my hand sanitizer. If I shake somebody's hand, I sanitize my hand. Now, I know some people might see this as offensive, but at the same time, you need to take care of your health, you know, because if you don't do it, then nobody else will. But that is just my opinion. But the study, you know, you can argue with the studies, because this study are data collected from the folks involved. Now, this doesn't only mean that if the study was done in France, this doesn't mean that it only affects France. This means that it might actually mean that it's everywhere. You know, France is just a representative. You know, so folks, wash your hands when you leave the bathroom. Now, I'm going to make a PSA about this because guys need to be reminded like little babies. Wash your hands when you leave the bathroom because you do not want to make somebody sick. You know, now I do not even want to go to details about it. You know, what guys do in the bathroom, because people do some crazy, crazy stuff in the bathroom. You know, y'all know the world is full of crazy people, you know. So, folks, wash your hands. All right. If you're tuned in right now, this is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Spot On. Yeah, my baby in the building. Do not go anywhere. When you come back. More fun stuff to talk about, all right?
Put you twerking, bounce that drum pop. Champagne, they know the face and they know the name.
Drop that, drop that, bounce.
Put you twerking, bounce,
work, 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 bounce, work, work, work.
Put you twerking, bounce,
work, 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 work,
bounce.
Put you twerking, man. Put you twerking, man. Put you twerking, man.
Open, show me what you twerk with.
So
good, need a lap dance. I'm in that white ghost, chasing Pac-Man. 100 out the lot, I be leading, that's a rock. 100 large, bring a mop, car, send it like a rock.
Got a brain drop in my pocket, 30 chains on my collar, got 'em. Two drops, no mileage, top off like Wallace, and I'm hell smoking. Know that,
filthy rich before rap.
You new deal, I throw that.
Three beans, I'm on that.
Papa Molly,
she bust it up,
she see the God,
put you twerking, man. Shout out to the Inferno, Strawberry, Luke, what it do? Let's go. I love my big dick, my life a godfather picture. Local club in my city, I fell in love with a stripper. No, I'm that top talking photo Bugatti. I'm the life of the party, let's get these heat on the molly. You know I came to stack, so drop that. I got what you want. Drop that. Film it. It's gonna be the film it. Ballin', like I play for New England. Spin it, spin the stack every minute. That's 50, 100, I see no quick limits. Shout out to Uncle Luke, shout out my tip-two. We the two life crew, two for me, two for you. Feed them kick carrots, got luck like a rabbit. Sorry, that's a habit, smoke a spliff it, then I finish.
Single, seeing double, making triple, right? I hope you
Pay never make a nickel. It's good to make it better when your people make it with you. Money coming, money going, ain't like you could take it with you. It's about to be a hit right now. Back then we get right now. Drop, take care of all the motherfuckers crib, and I'm picking up the keys to the future right now. OVO, that's major. Toronto with me, that's major. Getting cheddar packs like KD. OKC, that's player shit. We don't dress alike, we don't rap alike. I shine different, I rhyme different. Only thing you got is some years on me, man. You and your time different. I'm young poppin' champagne. They know the face and they know the name. Got one watch that could probably pay for like all your chains. You don't be changed. Ah. Greystone, 20 bottles, that's all me. On the couch, wildin' out, yellin' free my today I'm free. One of my close dogs got three kids and they all three. But we always been that type of crew that been good without a plan B. So. Stop talking that and sucking for some truck fit. Okay, I'm gone. That's gangsta Al Capone. I make that fit like bone. I'm talking about bone, 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 bone. I'm with French, excuse my French. I lose my mind before I lose my money. Anything but a chicken wing. I ball like two eyelids. YMCM beat that back. Yup, stop playing. I make her scream and holler like rock bands. I'm a beast, I'm off the lead. I am rich like a beast. On my pro, active shit. Pop that like a zip. I go by the name Little Chick. Yo girl is a groupie. And use a square. And I will twist you like an Arubis. Mother, I'm on my skateboard. Watch me do a trick. I'm 5'5", but I can 6'9". Then beat that like Klitschko. It's French Montana, Joe. It's Weezy F. Cone. It's truck world, it's truck your girl, it's truck pimp by the truckload. Be
Welcome back. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby in the studio. You're listening to Spot On. Good. Thank you for tuning in. So, this study, you know, it's all about studies. I'm giving you facts, you know. I do not. The last thing I want is to talk about stuff that I don't know. So, I'm giving you facts that, as a matter of fact, I've read. And they've been proven by doctors, scientists, and researchers out there. So, you know, you got a girlfriend and you come home and she's throwing tantrums. Now, you don't know what you did because when you left the house, she was all happy. You know, you gave her a nice high kiss. You gave her a good hug. You gave her, you know what I'm saying? She walked you out to the car. You know, now everything was good. And you don't know why all of a sudden things have changed. Now, women tend to throw tantrums in a specific period of time. And, of course, every time they start throwing tantrums, then they be like, don't you know what I'm going through? Don't you know? Oh, maybe. Oh, they don't use bass, but they be like, don't you know what I'm going through? Yeah, that's how they do it. Anyways, they be throwing tantrums all the time. And they be blaming it on their premenstrual cycle, PMT. That's what they be blaming it on. Now, some researchers actually found in Canada, researchers in Canada actually did some research, and they found that there is no strong evidence that is linked to mood swings and premenstrual cycle. There is no evidence whatsoever, you know? So the study found out that hormone fluctuations are responsible for low mood, but they're not responsible for driving women crazy, like they put it, you know? So this study further states that women unfairly blames their mood swings and their craziness on their period, which is not true, you know? It is not true, folks. It is not true. Now that women know that premenstrual cycle is not an excuse for them to be throwing tantrums at the male folks. They need to start changing, because if researchers have said it and they've done research about it, then that means that they've been faking it all along. Now, right now, if somebody start giving me an attitude and start talking about that she got that going on, I'd be like, please, can you please get out of my face? That's what I'd be saying. Now, I'd be saying, I'll say it on a nice tone, but the society and women folks in particular have been so unfair to the male folks. Now they need to start changing their behavior. They need to start changing that ASAP, because right now studies are out and we, the male folks, know that it is not true. It is not true. There is no way that the change in hormone, there is no way that it drives women crazy. Now, it might make you have a low mood, but it is not necessarily a good reason for you to be acting up and, you know, not giving me my kiss whenever I need one, you know, or not giving my hug when I need one. You know what I'm saying? And not taking care of business when I tell you to take care of business. It doesn't mean that, you know. So right now we know studies have been done in London, in Canada, and folks, premenstrual cycle is not a reason for a woman to be acting up. Now, they need to rise up above that occasion, because we men we don't go through the same thing, but I'm trying to say, but we men also face tough times. But we man up and we take care of business. That's what, you know, that's just what I'm saying. That's just my opinion. And we should not be blaming our tantrums or our craziness on PMT, because research has said that's negative. All right. Now, if you tuned in today, we've told, you know, you understand we talked about a lot of stuff. You know, we've talked about you not posting some pictures on Facebook because they might actually end up hiding yourself, you know, or hiding your image, you know. Be careful of how you treat people out there, whether they're street bums or whether they're nice looking folks, you know. Just be courteous and be an all-rounded nice person. You know, don't discriminate, don't judge nobody, because you don't know if you're in help, you know, if you're in need of help, where the help is going to come from. You know, the nice looking guy might snub you, but the bad looking guy or the trashy looking guy might actually end up being a nice guy. Okay. So also be very careful about dating. Okay. Especially the male folks, you know, studies have said that women, 54% of women, care more about your financial status than your love. Because at the end of the day, they say that they cannot eat love. Now, I'm not saying all women, but I'm saying 54%. This study has been done, and it is legit. No. And also, I'm just encouraging folks out there, wash your hands when you leave the bathroom. I do not want to start buying my hand sanitizer and be walking around with it whenever I see somebody, you know, or whenever I shake somebody's hand. You know, wash your hands when you leave the bathroom. We do not want to be infected by some disease that, you know, your ignorance, you know, could have brought it. Okay, folks? So I appreciate the fact that you tuned in today, but unfortunately we ran out of time. And do join me again on Friday. You know, now I'm sorry I missed my show last Friday, but some stuff came up and we couldn't make it to the show. But it is what it is, and I'm glad that you tuned in today. And all love, Fatima love, and my hugs to all my folks, all my fans out there. Do tune in again next Friday. Peace out.